Now, for all you art lovers out there, you'll finally be getting the chance to catch a peek inside the private art collections of some of Sydney's finest artists, curators and cultural leaders. The Collector Space exhibition will be taking up May space as part of Art Month Sydney, and Artistic Director Kate Britton is on the line to tell you more about these exciting collections. Good morning, Kate.
Hi there, Sophie. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Yeah.
Excellent.
Quite busy.
I can imagine. So it's such a rare treat for these collectors to be showcasing their private art collections. How many are you wrangling, pretty much?
Well, we've got five collectors. So we've got Tony Albert, Tess Ellis, Daniel Moody Cunningham, Abdul Abdallah, and Emma Price. So it's a bit of a mix of artists, curators, producers, and some people who sort of cross all those boundaries.
Mm. And why these five people in particular?
I mean, what I was really interested in exploring, I suppose, is, you know, I love this idea of building an art collection from a kind of community that you're part of. Mm. And I think that these are, I mean, they're five people that I've always really admired within the kind of Sydney art scene. I think they're people that I know that have really lasting relationships with other artists, in the case of the artists, and with the artists that they work with, in the case of the curators. And the people that I've always looked up to in that sense, that I think that they really embed themselves and give a lot into that kind of scene. And so I think their collections reflect the relationships and these really sort of strong ties that they have to that community.
Yeah. What are some of your favourite stories about these kind of relationships you were just discussing?
Sure. Well, gosh, I don't know where to start. But I mean, Tony Albert's collection is a great example, I think, where some of the works that I'm showing have come out of a project that he was really involved in working in a prison up in Alice. And so they're sort of not necessarily artist names that everyone will know, but it's these amazing birds that are created out of old leather gloves and things. So I guess just whatever materials they could get their hands on. And I think to sort of get insight into, A, the fact that Tony kind of spends a lot of his time and gives back so much into the community, and then, you know, brings these works out and, you know, was really eager to kind of have them out on public display and to showcase that sort of project that he's involved in, is fantastic. And a lot of the works that he has have come out of kind of projects that he's worked on in community and with communities. Mm. A lot of Tess Ellis's works that I'm showing are prints from Cicada Press, which she's really, really involved in, which is at UNSW Art and Design at the printmaking workshop and a printmaking facility there. So, you know, she's sort of in many cases been really active in kind of guiding and working with the artists to create the actual work. So she has that sort of real close tie and real investment in it.
Awesome. Now, when people kind of go and see these collections, will they be getting the sense of those stories as well?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I mean, didactically, we'll be doing a little bit of that. You know, I'm really keen to try and sort of communicate as much of these relationships as possible. In, I guess, you know, the room sheet and the things that you'll be able to access at the exhibition. But I think, I mean, to me, just the relationships the works have to each other as well, you know, they're often kind of all of a particular, like, community, or that they have relationship to each other that I hope will be communicated. And we also have a public program on the 17th of March. It's a Saturday afternoon, which is the closing of that exhibition. So we'll have a drink and the collectors will be there to chat about their collections as well. So if you want the real inside scoop, that's the place to get it.
When you were curating this, did you kind of find like an overlying theme across all the collections?
Yeah, I mean, it's just been the most fun show to curate, I must say. Firstly, I mean, the opportunity to kind of go into these people's homes mostly and sort of sort through, and, you know, one sort of common thread was this amazing volume of work that people had. But being artists and curators and this sort of thing, is they don't necessarily have the space to hang it. So, you know, you're kind of sifting through these works that are just, you know, piled around. I mean, carefully, of course, but, you know, just the accumulation of it. But beyond that, I mean, I think, you know, as I've said, it's the connection for me. These aren't people that just necessarily kind of go out and buy art like they're going shopping. You know, mostly there's some other relationship to the work, whether that's, you know, a sort of peer relationship with artists that are kind of in conversation with each other and, you know, exchange a lot in terms of dialogue and ideas and, you know, practical kind of medium tips and things. Abdul has a lot of, you know, some other kind of contemporary painters of his generation in his collection. And I think to sort of see the dialogue that happens there between artists and between curators and artists was a really strong thread.
Yeah, and when you kind of approach each collector, was it like, was the range of mediums kind of there as well?
Yeah, I mean, there was, everyone's got a real diversity of things. I think, you know, when you start going into people's private collections, there is in some ways a certain sort of thread in terms of the majority of works you'll find usually being of a domestic scale, something that you can probably, you know, put on a wall or, you know, is not an enormous sculpture, you know, often. I mean, you know, the collectors that I'm working with live in houses like arts workers and, you know, artists and not these sort of glorious museum-style spaces.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, often the work as well reflects who they are. So, you know, Emma Price, for example, has this really incredible collection that's sort of filled with amazing, influential, queer, you know, kind of politically active artists like David McDermott and Keith Haring that sort of reflect, I think, who she is as an artist and who, her career and the trajectory that she's gone, which is, you know, along those lines in the Sydney scene very much.
Well, it sounds like an amazing exhibition. But, Kate, thank you so much for talking to us here today on At 2SER.
Not a worry. Thanks for having me. And there's so much going on. I just hope, you know, everyone jumps online and checks out the program.
We will. And we'll put all those details up along with this podcast on at 2ser.com. But Kate, thanks again.
No worries. Thank you, Sophie.
That was Kate Britton, the artistic director of Art Month Sydney, giving you a bit of a peek into the annual Collector Space exhibition. We'll put all those details up where you can see it at Mayspace in Waterloo.